These men say they want to fight. Democratic Republic of Congo's army says they're among more than 3,000 people who've responded to a call for recruits.
I am here because we are suffering too much. My family, my sisters, they have suffered a lot from war. Some of them were raped. So we're here because from now on, I need to defend myself.
Everyone here says they're ready to fight M23, widely seen to be a proxy of neighbouring Rwanda, although Rwanda denies it. 26 years ago, Rwanda and Uganda invaded Congo. Ever since, there have been repeated accusations of meddling and a presence of foreign forces for most of that time, including sometimes from those countries as well as UN peacekeepers. And now East African regional forces are arriving here, but there's a growing voice from campaigners in Congo who say more foreign forces will not be the solution to Congo's problems.
As M23 rebels make advances, patience has run thin with UN peacekeepers. They've been here for more than 20 years. People burned some of their vehicles in a convoy passing near the eastern city of Goma last week. People have protested in Goma and Kinshasa in recent months against Rwanda and Uganda, who they blame for decades of military aggression, and against the peacekeepers, who they blame for failing to protect them. Kenya says it's now sending troops to join the conflict, although only about 60 have arrived. It's the latest country to send soldiers to Congo under the banner of a new East African regional force. These activists say it won't help. They've raised money and bought food for Congo's soldiers, who are often short-supplied.
Replacing UN peacekeepers with East African community forces is stupidity. The countries in the East African community are the same countries already aggressing Congo. We disagree with the presence of these East African community forces. They say that we are with the Congo's army and nothing else.
The decades of conflicts have driven tens of thousands of young men to join armed groups. Many fighters have been demobilized by the government and the UN. Congo's army says they're not among the new recruits.
This is the argument from our enemies trying to destroy the image of these recruits. None of them are coming from the armed groups. All those from the armed groups are in cantonment in another camp. None of them are here.
Congo's army defeated the M23 rebels 9 years ago when it had supplies and support from the government and the UN. People here are waiting to see if it can do it again. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.